Time once again for our wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack. Welcome. Time once again for our wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack. Welcome to a nice, warm, big game weekend.
Isn't that true? Looking forward to the big game. I think it's so funny, you know. NFL doesn't allow anybody to use the term Super Bowl.
It's kind of silly.
You have to refer to it as the big game.
Yeah.
Well, they own the right to that.
That's true.
Do whatever they bloody well please.
Absolutely.
But anyhow, today I thought I would talk more importantly about Valentine and how wine can play a role in your Valentine. After all, in my humble opinion, why not give a bouquet that you can both share, a bouquet from a wonderful glass of wine? And a bottle of wine for Valentine's Day is really, in my opinion, a really sensitive gift. It always is the gift of good taste. And it's a good excuse to indulge, splurge a little bit. You know, have a bottle of wine at home, you know, a little more expensive than normal, because you go to a restaurant, you know, it's always very expensive to order good wines. And so you'll be at home, splurge a little, and buy something that is really good and can make the occasion a memorable occasion. You know, everybody loves sparkling wines. And Boisse makes the Cremant de Bourgogne, which is a sparkling wine made in Burgundy, in the champagne style, etc. It's as close to real champagne as you're ever going to get. They have a sparkling rosé that is absolutely wonderful. And it goes with so many things, and it's called Boyot Rosé, B-O-U-I-L-L-O-T, Rosé. It's a Cremant de Bourgogne, and it is memorable, and it's reasonable. It's about $20. Cavatina is a wine, comes from Prosecco, comes in a gold bottle, so it's just perfect for Valentine. And they not only come in Prosecco, they have a Rosé and a Moscato, all sparkling. And, you know, Prosecco Rosé is a relatively new thing just in the last couple of years. They never permitted that to be made. But now it's just terrific. And wine goes with heart-shaped candies, flowers, white wines, rosé wines, red wines, even fortified wines are really remarkable, in my opinion. You want to try something interesting? Have some caviar, oysters, or even potato chip with sparkling wines. And incidentally, let's not forget, sparkling wines really are good with food, too. If you don't believe me, try some sparkling wine, a champagne, or a Cremant with fried chicken. That saltiness, it really is terrific. Chocolate-covered strawberries are a very popular thing at Valentine's Day. Try that with, say, a rosé of Pinot Noir. It's really great. Adventure wines, and rosé of Pinot Noir is one. You can buy rosé of Malbec. I talked about Prosecco rosés. All are really great, and you really want to try something interesting. If you have a box of chocolates and a good dark chocolate, take a little bite of that dark chocolate and a sip of good California Cabernet Sauvignon. You can't believe how well they go together. There's one out there called Tobias Cabernet. It's about $29 a bottle. And it is Rick Forman's son makes it. Rick Forman is a legendary winemaker, has been for over 50-some-plus years out in California. Highly recognized. His two wines, he makes Chardonnay and Cabernet only, have been recognized by everybody as being high quality, and the wine is terrific and goes well with chocolate. Another one is 1881 Cabernet from the Napa Valley. Right at the moment, it's a BOGO at $49.99, or in other words, $25 a bottle, and it would be absolutely fabulous. And I always think it's so interesting to try chocolate with Cabernet Sauvignon. You know, I remember the first time someone told me that, I really poo-pooed it. I thought, I don't know how a wine like Cabernet could taste good with something like a dessert like chocolate. Well, I tried it, and believe me, I became a great believer. So those chocolate that you're going to indulge yourself in will be that much more delicious if you pair them with a reasonably good Cabernet like the ones I mentioned here. Like romance, wine can be light, sweet, bold, or even unique. And bold reds, like Cabernet is a bold red. Others would be Shiraz from the around the Pacific Northwest. They make some wonderful Syrahs. Australia makes a lot of Syrahs. But the home of Syrahs is the northern Côte du Rhône, where you can get Gigondas or Croix Hermitage, and those are big, bold reds. Another thing we talked about a couple of weeks ago, because it was National Pizza Week, Chianti goes very well with so many things. It's a fruity red wine in the nose that has cherry, spice. Really reflects so well the Sangiovese, which is the principal grape type of Chianti. And that makes a wonderful gift for Valentine's Day. You just want to try it by itself. You know, Chianti, everyone just thinks is Italian, inexpensive wine. Not at all. It's really elegant. As you explore Tuscany, that's mainly the home of the Super Tuscans, where they have wine. A Super Tuscan is a wine that is not ordinarily indicated in the area, such as Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot. And they make a wine out of that, which they can only call Vino Tavola, or just table wine in Italy. But it's so special. It's the most expensive wines of Tuscany are the Super Tuscans, where these winemakers bring in Cabernet or whatever, Malbec, other varietals, Merlot, etc., and blend them maybe with a little Sangiovese and produce all that it can be called as table wine. But it gets hundreds of dollars a bottle because it's very special. We had a bottle of a Super Tuscan the other night with ossobuco, which is a wonderful Italian dish, and it was absolutely delicious. Another wine that's kind of interesting is a wine from California called Terra Valentine. It was created by Angus Wirtle, a friend from here in Minneapolis, of Valspar fame, and he produced this wine in Napa Valley, sold it several years ago, and anyhow, it's called Terra Valentine, and it is a delightful Cabernet from the Napa Valley. Don't forget Merlot. Merlot is a wonderful grape type, and we tend to overlook it a lot because people are so interested in Cabernet, etc., that Merlot gets a short shuffle. You forget what a good wine Merlot really is. For example, the one of the most expensive Bordeaux there is probably is Chateau Petrus. And Chateau Petrus is primarily almost 100% Merlot. So do yourself a favor and rediscover Merlot. Some other interesting gift ideas is, for example, Ted Farrell has done one of his 6 for 60, which is strictly for Valentine's Day. 6 bottles of wonderful wine that he's chosen. Natalie Verga Prosecco, sparkling wine that is absolutely delicious. Fog Mountain Rosé, which comes from California. Chateau Melange Blanc, White Bordeaux, you know, is so overlooked and goes with so many good food. And Chateau Melange is one of the best properties and the most affordable in Bordeaux, in my opinion. I've said this before, the fellow that started Melange had that company, a jewelry company, Every Kiss Begins with K, K Jewelers. And when he sold the company, his wife wanted to have a vineyard in Bordeaux, and so she asked him if he wouldn't find one. They found an old convent that they recreated, thus the name Thousand Angels. And that Melange Blanc is a wonderful bottle of wine. I can't believe that you can buy that in that 6 for 60. Our own Rosso, Italian red table wine, Ferrelli Rosso, is really a delicious everyday wine, a good go-to inexpensive wine. Then there's the Culprit, which is a red blend from California, the Chateau Latour Saint-Georges, a red Bordeaux, and there you have it, a Prosecco, a Rosé, a Bordeaux Blanc, Italian red, a California red, and a Bordeaux red, and they really are make a wonderful gift to have all 6 of those wines to share with your favorite Valentine. then, you know, it's not too early to think about cruises. Haskell's does four cruises in the summer. We do them June, July, August, and September. They're always in the middle of the month, and we cruise the beautiful St. Croix River with lots and lots of wine, hundreds of wines to the taste, beers, even some spirits, and a lovely lunch. Hard to beat. And it's $60 for Bacchus members, $70 for non-members, and it's a great summertime thing, and particularly that fall cruise in September. If you're lucky enough, you can begin to get the change of color, and it's just absolutely terrific. The other good thing for a Valentine gift is a bouquet of rosé. This is six bottles of rosé wine that I have chosen that I think are remarkable, and they are. Bouchard Rosé Pinot. The Bouchard family is Boisse. They own that in Burgundy, and it is a rosé that warms the cockles of my heart. It's made from Pinot Noir, so it's absolutely delicious. The next one is Saint Sidon, which is a great Provence rosé, just delicious. Then there's one from the Rhone Valley, Chateau d'Arville, a delicious wine, Fog Mountain rosé from California, Beau Martin, another rosé that is from Provence that you just will love. And then Natalie Verga's Prosecco Rosé, so you have a little sparkling rosé as well. And that's a $75 for six bottles of wines such as Bouchard's Pinot Rosé, Saint Sidon from Provence, Côte de Rhône, Chateau d'Angerville, Fog Mountain, Beau Martin, and Natalie Verga. All wonderful wine, and six of them all packaged up in a rosé, a wonderful wine for sharing, etc. So many of these wines are terrific. And when you think about them and think about a date for Valentine's Day or with your, even with your just significant other, having a bottle of interesting wine and making a new discovery, having a wonderful meal at home. And the meal should be something very simple. You know, pasta is probably the easiest thing in the world to throw together, and it's easy to pair wines with that. Even some of the stuff at the stores that is pre-done in the way of pasta or mac and cheese can be absolutely terrific. French onion soup, and I make the recipe, my recipe for French onion soup comes from Le Halle, the French market in Paris that's no longer there, but a great place. And the only difference is they put Gruyere cheese on the top. I, because of our Scandinavian background, usually use Jarlsberg, and it is just delicious. Any of those, a big cheesy casserole would be perfect to have with any red wine and would make Valentine's Day that much more special. Any kind of winter soup or even fish isn't bad, and you can do fish very, very quickly. And like I said, at home, you can be just a little more extravagant when you're buying the wine, or because it costs far less than it does in a restaurant, and there's so many different unique things. A unique wine to try might be Amacone. Amacone is one of my favorite wines. I always call it the poor man's Amarone, because Amarone costs five times as much as Amacone does, and it's a wonderful Italian wine that'll make a good discovery for anybody. But I think there you get the idea. There's some wonderful things you can throw together for Valentine's Day around wine.
Absolutely, and you can get a lot of help at any one of the Haskell's locations.
Yes, indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine, and they're good at it. We've been doing it for over 85 years. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington. There's one in Excelsior right at the Excelsior Dock. In Faribault, right off of 35, our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be believed. 22,000 square feet of wines from the vineyards of the world. In downtown Minneapolis, we boast free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale and Minnetonka, in Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver. And Haskell's are really the wine people.
And happy Valentine to your Valentine, Jack Farrell. Thanks very much, and we'll talk next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to it, and happy Valentine's Day to you and all our listeners.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.